Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This day is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is Jesus' teaching about the kingdom of God. Everybody wants to know how to get into the kingdom of God. And some people believe that the kingdom of God is here now. We are living in the kingdom of God right now as we obtain the victories in our lives. But Jesus said in Revelation that there will be a kingdom of God that will come to the earth when Jesus comes back. And you can check it out in the book of Revelation for yourself. So we need to understand the word of God, but we need to read the word of God and ask the Holy Spirit to give us wisdom. And if anyone tells you anything or gives you a book about something, you should really challenge it and see what is really going on. Okay, so Luke, we're so glad you're reading the Word of God with us. We start in January, we complete it in December 31st, and if you stick with us until the end, you will have read the whole Bible. Now, don't worry, because no one can read every single scripture every single day, so we understand that, but don't worry, because next year you will read it again, and this time you will probably get a chance to read the parts that you didn't read. I've been reading it for 30 years, and I have always found something new in the Word of God. Okay, Luke chapter 13, Jesus began teaching the people about the kingdom of God. Jesus taught about the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom like, he asked. How can I illustrate it? It is like a tiny mustard seed planted in a garden and grows into a tall bush, and the birds live among its branches. It is also like yeast kneaded into dough, which works unseen until it has risen high and light. Jesus went from city to city and village to village, teaching as he went, always pressing onward towards Jerusalem. Why was that? Because he knew he was going to die in Jerusalem. He was walking into his destiny to die on the cross for you and for me. Someone asked him, "Will only few people be saved?" And Jesus replied, "The door to heaven is narrow. Work hard to get in it, for the truth is that many will try to enter, but when the head of the house has locked the door, it will be too late. Then if you stand outside knocking and pleading, 'Lord, open the door for us,' he will reply, 'I do not know you. But we ate with you, and you taught us in those streets,' and you will say, and he will reply, 'I will tell you, I don't know you. You cannot come in here guilty as you are. Go away.'" The key word there is guilty. We are all guilty until we come to Jesus, until we recognize him as our Savior, our Deliverer, and our Lord. That's what the Bible says. He told them, "Go away, and there will be great weeping and gnashing of teeth, and seeing Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets within the kingdom of God, for people will come from all over the earth to take their places there." But some who are despised now will be greatly honored then. And some who are highly thought of now will be the least important then. And Jesus said, I will be casting out demons and doing miracles of healing today and tomorrow, and the third day I will reach my destination. What is his destination? To die on the cross, which he did 2,017 years ago. Can you imagine? It wasn't that long. Friends, the kingdom of God grows as people accept Jesus as their Savior. Jesus promised that he will gather his people. The day that he comes back, he will gather his people from every corner of the earth. How does he do that? He sends the angels out to gather the people. And some people believe that will happen in the beginning of tribulation, the middle of tribulation, or the end of tribulation. But if you read Revelation, chapter 20, around there, it says that the seven angels sounded the seventh trumpet, and the sky opened up, and Jesus came out on a white horse, and at that time, he called us up, and we were gathered up with him. I don't understand every single thing, but I do know that the Word of God says that. Challenge me anytime, and I would love to hear your input about it. Revelation 11:15 says, the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. That's Revelation 11:15. Friends, if you don't know this Jesus that I'm talking about, you need to know him. He is the main man. He's more famous than Donald Trump, I would think. And he is the Son of God who died for you and me. I would love for you to know him. If you want to know him, pray this prayer with me. Father God, I know you sent Jesus to die on the cross for me personally. If I was the only person in the world, you would have sent Jesus to die for me, because you are not willing that any should perish. And Father God, I accept you today. I know you died on the cross. I know you went to hell. I know you rose on the third day, and you are in heaven right now. But one day you are coming back for me and for all the saints, all those who have accepted Jesus. I want to be counted in that number. Lord, I accept you. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And Lord, take me with you, Lord, at that time. And God, I give you praise, honor, and glory. I forgive those who hurt me, as well as for the people that I've hurt. Please forgive me, Father God. And I ask those people to forgive me also. And Lord, I give you praise, honor, and glory. I will serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Friends, if you prayed that prayer, would you let me know? I would love to hear that you received Jesus, and I would love to help you on your way. I know it's not easy, because there's so many things that need to be learned, and you will learn it little by little. But if you trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Amen. In